Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
While concentrating mainly on what is being said from the pulpit, attendance at church also finds one aware of the people seated nearby. So it was a Sunday or so ago when, throughout an entire church service, I was very much aware of a miserable churchgoer. Let me share with you this particular churchgoer's conduct. Well, there was a curt nod of greeting as she entered the row. That was the first and last pleasant thing she did. Immediately after taking her seat, she showed irritability with the children who were sitting in the row behind us. Now, those little kids weren't really doing anything terribly wrong. They were simply moving every now and then. They were being really very good. But this miserable churchgoer would turn around repeatedly, glare, shift uncomfortably and disgustedly in her seat, turn around, and glare again. But that wasn't the extent of her performance. No, there were also theatrical expressions of discomfort. Discomfort over virtually everything. She showed her discomfort by wiggling in the seat, fussing with her coat, sighing very loudly, very often. All of these things she did in response to the music, the Bible reading, the organ music, and so on and so forth. Well, then, when the sermon started, this miserable churchgoer scooched down in her seat, propped her head on her hand, and proceeded to go promptly to sleep. Well, judging from these many obvious signals, she was indeed a miserable churchgoer. And the question came to my mind, I wonder why she even bothers to go to church. But, you know, I couldn't safely her behavior because I found in it an example for me. Oh, no, I'm not so outward in my expressions of discomfort in church. And yes, I'm considerably more controlled both physically and vocally when I'm in church. But yet, there are times when my spirit in church attendance is just as unlovely as that lady's. Well, what's the reason? Like my roommate that Sunday, my heart isn't really there in church. I've also forgotten what is supposed to be my purpose in going to church. Worship. And my out-of-sorts spirit certainly doesn't lend to worship. Instead, I've made a major mistake. I've brought the world's cares into the Lord's house. What's the result? No, I may not bother people around me, but I do surely bother the Lord. I remember when he said to Israel, "This people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Rather than being a miserable churchgoer, may I ever say with the psalmist, "I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go unto the house of the Lord."
This has been Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters Jones, author of the book, Ribbing Him Rightly. If you wish to write, Mrs. Jones would be glad to hear from you. Write to her at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.